Yes, it's a good
Welcome to
day.
American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop music. Acapella is a vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop is a style of acapella for those of you who are new to the show. Even though we play barbershop music, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. And now, here are your hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones. Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And we're here for another episode of American Acapella. And an exciting show tonight for me, Jamie, because we're going to get to feature a female quartet.
Wait, hold on. There's something buzzing around my head. Hold on.
Well, a good segue.
What?
Excellent segue.
What are you talking about?
Something buzzing around your head.
Oh, because we're going to talk about The Buzz.
The Buzz, that's right. Four beautiful women who...
But there really is something buzzing around my head.
Yes, four beautiful women that have been singing the barbershop style for many years, and I've had the privilege of knowing them all for quite a while, back to the 1980s for the most part. So
wow.
I mean, I knew them when they were two.
I was going to say, you're old.
I'm old, but they're
they don't,
not.
They don't look that old.
No, they're not that old. But we are going to talk about The Buzz. They are the 2005 champion of Sweet Adelines International. And Jamie, why don't you tell us who's singing what part?
We have Karen Breidert as baritone. Jeannie Froelich is bass. We have Debbie Cleveland as lead. And Nancy Cloder as tenor.
And for those of you at home that... are following along, sometimes the names change that you're not familiar with. It was formerly Debbie Connolly and formerly Nancy Furman. They both remarried about a year or so, maybe a year and a half ago. And we wish them all the best. And here we go with the first song, which is their opening song on their first CD, which is simply called Have You Heard the Buzz?
What a show, there's no doubt. This is what the buzz is all about. All about. Gee, but it's good to be here. Frankly, I feel right at home, at home. This is like peaches with all the fuzz. This is champagne with all the buzz. Gee, it's good to be here, right here. I really feel in rare form. There's nothing like this anywhere. There's a magic in the air. Gee, but it's good to be here, right here. Wouldn't miss this for the world. It's my considered opinion that the place to be is the place I'm at. We're gonna buzz it and how wow. On with the show starting now. Right now.
Great opening song, and that was actually entitled Gee, But It's Good to Be Here, and there's some original lyric in there and so forth that they had put in by Joe Connolly, who was a coach when they first got started.
Who's that?
You've heard of him. Actually, he's on our show every week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you with us now?
I'm here.
Okay, and one of the things about this quartet is they have a wide variety of music, and they have two CDs that we are going to be listening to tonight. The first one that was out, and a new one called Buzzapalooza. Well, it's not actually new. It's a couple of years old, but new to me, Buzzapalooza.
Buzzapalooza.
And they're going to go to a song now that shows their, I guess, their versatility a little bit. And this one is called Blues of the Night.
Come on and listen to my melancholy tale of woe. A lesson that my mama taught me long ago. My mama done told me when I was in pigtails. Mama done told me, little hon, a man's gonna sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done,
when it's done, yeah,
a man is a two-faced, a worrisome thing will leave you to sing the blues
in the night.
There ain't no doubt about it now. The rains are falling. Hear the train a calling.
That'll get you in the mood, and the mood changes a lot on their CD. There's a lot of different kind of songs, and one of the things that is on the Buzzapalooza CD, Jamie, that I don't think you've had a chance to hear yet, at the very end of it, there is like a 17-minute or so interview with Tony DeRosa that recorded this in the studio with him, and then they just kind of have a chat where they sit around and talk about lots of different things. So if you get the CD, which I'm strongly recommending that you do, listen to the end. And the bonus track, which is the interview with Tony, and they talk about things. For example, their first CD, Have You Heard the Buzz, was each song on it was done by a different arranger. And I noticed that on the second CD, almost all the songs were done. Renee Craig has two arrangements that she did. But other than that, it was all different arrangers again.
So, oh, really? Wow.
A wide variety of styles and so forth that they're able to do, and very talented ladies. And that comes from the fact that they're all previous winners.
Yeah, I was looking at that. They're all previous champions. Like, Karen was in Jubilation.
1985.
And then Jeannie was in City of Lights in 92.
City Lights with Nancy.
City Lights, sorry.
City Lights, yeah, with Nancy.
And then, of course, Debbie Cleveland was in Showtime.
Right, in 1994.
And then... we said Nancy was in City Lights.
So. Right. So they're all past queens. As a matter of fact, the way they got together was in the Sweet Adeline's world. They have an organization called the Coronet Club, and that's how they all met by being part of this chorus. It's called the Coronet Club. And we'll talk more about that towards the end of the show. But I want to get to a song now that not every quartet has a chance to do this. Karen Breitert had an opportunity in introducing this next song to talk about the fact that she is very fortunate to be married to a great guy named Bob Breitert, and she dedicates this song to him and tells a little story about how it came to be for her, Bobby B.
You know, it isn't very often you get to tell the whole world how you feel about your husband. Well, I want everyone out there to listen in while I say this to my sweetheart, Bob.
That song actually comes from Rod Stewart, Jamie, a CD that Rod Stewart put out called The Great American Songbook. And so there you go. See, a little education. This next song is called He Broke My Heart in Three Places, and it's really kind of a touching love song.
Oh, it's touching. Okay.
Heartache. I never thought I'd feel such heartache. Chicago and New York. He led me on those wild goose chases, sister. I trailed him like a hawk. It started in the moonlight. We drifted on a lake. He'd start to go, I'd whisper, oh, give my heart a break. He broke my heart in three places, Seattle, Chicago, and Eastoid, Westoid. Followed him around the bars at night are out of sight. Down by the Ohio, he hugs and kisses and he lies like a rug. Oh, what a mud in Georgia, broke my heart in Georgia. A jerk, chased him here from Albuquerque. Friends told me it wouldn't work, now it's driving me berserk. He broke my heart in 1, 2, 3, 4 places, Toledo, Baltimore, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. That's not all, he broke my heart in all 5 places, Miami, Denver, Reno, Chattanooga, and Montreal. It started in Savannah, we landed in Salt Lake. In Kokomo, I whispered, oh, give my heart a break. He broke my heart in West Virginia, Sacramento, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chinicahua, Arizona, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Natchitoches, Louisiana,
and our personal favorite,
Indianapolis, Indiana, Anacondia, Montana, Smoky Mountain, North Carolina, Marietta, South Carolina, Abercrombie, North Dakota, Running Water, South Dakota.
Whew, that's a whole lot of places.
Besides Seattle, Chicago, and New York,
So obviously, after listening to that song, he broke her heart in a lot more than three places. I think that
More than three places.
We should have a contest to see how many places were actually named. I mean, it's got to be 25 or 30, maybe more.
Yeah, that's probably more than that.
You might have noticed in the middle they said, and her favorite place, Indianapolis, Indiana. And why do you think that is?
Is that where they won?
Very good. Very good. That is where they won their crown in 2005. This next song is a... It's an interesting lyric. I guess that's all I want to say at this point in time. But we'll let you listen to the song, and then maybe we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
It's called Lucky to Be Me.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me.
She said something in there about Rini. Who's Rini? Anyone but Rini.
Anyone but Rini, as far as the queen is, as goes in the Coronet Club. Rini is probably the queen of queens. Rini Craig, they're referring to, who arranged several of their songs that they do. She was the director of the Ramapo Chorus, Ramapo Valley Sweet Adeline Championship Chorus, for 30 years. And recently the chorus disbanded when Rini retired, and they decided,
Rini
started the chorus, decided to go the whole 30 years, and then when she retired, They retired the chorus and started a new chorus called Harmony Celebration. But at this point, that's the end for Ramapo. And that's who they're referring to. Rini is the director for many, many years and retired last year from directing the Coronet Club. So that's who Rini is.
Oh, that makes sense.
This next song is again shows the versatility of the group, because it's a great show closer song that they do. And I thought I would put it in at this point. And another little challenge here. See if you can figure out how many songs are actually in this medley that was put together by Tom Gentry, our good friend Tom Gentry.
Yes,
Tom put this together for them, and see how many songs you can come up with in this goodbye medley.
Goodbye, can we really say goodbye? Pack up all my care and woe, here I go shouting,
yo,
bye-bye, baby, where nobody yells at me, ain't it sweet, finally free, bye-bye, baby, wave your little hand and whisper so long, baby, you ain't gonna see me anymore, absolutely, positively, don't need maybe, don't you come a-knocking at my door, no more, so long, farewell, it's been a pain, goodbye, I walk, I jog, I run, I sprint, I fly, I'm getting out, oh joy, la 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 la, baby, baby,
bye-bye,
bye-bye, baby, baby, don't lie,
don't lie,
it's no good you see,
so
now I must flee, if you don't get a letter, then you'll know it's from me, ha ha ha, boo-hoo, baby, don't cry, don't cry, I'm not changing my mind,
hasta la vista, baby.
B-Y-E.
Mi casa. Mi casa.
B-A-B-E. Now I'm free. So, baby, this whole thing must die.
So I'm guessing about a dozen songs. I don't know. I lost track. There's little pieces, little tiny pieces lots of things.
Little tidbits.
I love Genie's. Of all the men I've loved before.
That's good.
Yeah, I like that part. you know, one of the things that's pretty exciting for us here in beautiful downtown Providence, Rhode Island, where our chorus is located, is that in September we have an annual show. And it's a joint show with the Coastline Sweet Adelines Chorus, the Narragansett Bay Men's Chorus, which is us. Jamie, you're the president, right?
Of what? Oh, Narragansett Bay Chorus. Yes, yes, I am.
That's right.
And a great leader I am.
And a great leader he is. And we are having our show with the Coastline Show Chorus on September 13th. And our feature quartet, of course, will be...
Showtime.
No, The Buzz.
Oh, The Buzz. Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
So The Buzz
we're excited to have them come.
The Buzz will be up and be their second visit to Rhode Island, but the first time since they've won. And we're very excited to have them on our show in September. So if you'd like information about that, go to singnbc.com. Very soon, all of that information will be up on the website.
That'll we have a show in June, so after the show in June, all that information will be up there.
We're having our 60th anniversary show in June, so if you're in the neighborhood and you want to catch that show, make sure you can go to the website right now and find out about that information. But we have one more song to play by The Buzz that I thought would be a neat way to close, because I mentioned at the beginning of the show that they got together because they were all past champions and a member of the Coronet Club. And this is the song that the Coronet Club sings when they welcome in the new champions every year.
I'm looking at these pictures in this Buzzapalooza.
Right.
They're crowns.
Right.
They're not coronets.
Okay, then. Yes, that's good, Jamie. And we'll give Jamie some lessons later on. But right now, we're going to listen to this very nice song. And again, if you have a chance to get this CD called Buzzapalooza, you will hear, I think it's Jeannie, describing how they came about singing the Coronet Club waltz song.
We dedicate and sing this song to all of you. The Coronet Waltz of the Year. We welcome you to sing along the golden noon. In harmony we love to
Jamie, I think that's a great way to say goodbye for this week, and see everybody next week. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye, yes, I'll just tell them goodbye.